Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Jewish Strippers Real, Raw, and Real. And this is Raw and Real. All about the narcs tonight, the narcissists. I'm just going to go straight into, I want to welcome you back. It's been almost a month since I've done a podcast. And if you're watching, I appreciate you so much because this is a passion of mine, is to do a podcast. So I'm going to talk about the narcissistic personality. It's really a disorder. And I'm going to read you real quick a article I wrote on medium.com. where I write sometimes. And I called it originally How to Spot an Abusive Narcissist, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde Syndrome. But it can be a female. A narcissist can be a friend of yours. It doesn't necessarily have to be a man. I just happen to have been in relationships with the opposite sex men narcissist, although I have to honestly say I've been in some friendships that have also, I think those women were narcissists. But to make it, I guess, easier, to keep it easier, we'll say for now, you know, it's a man. In my particular experience. But let me just read you this real quick, and then I'm going to delve further into the narcs world and how narcs think and how they operate and what they do to get you and keep you from leaving them. And you are what's called their supply. And I'll delve into that really quickly. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have a sip because I talked for like 40 minutes and it wasn't live and now it is. So anyway, How to Spot an Abusive Narcissist by Ala Kaplan. That's my real name. In case you can't see it on the screen, So, having been in more than one abusive relationship and survived them, I have learned some things over the years about how abusive narcissists operate. If these signs sound familiar to you, and I'm losing my voice a little, sorry. If these signs sound familiar to you, you may be in a relationship with an abusive narcissist. The abusive narcissist, first and foremost, needs for people to think he's or she is a nice guy or girl. He or she has a need for everyone they come in contact with to see them as the good guy or good girl and will go to great lengths to show the world their goodness, possibly by doing charity work and volunteering. They also come off so charming to the outside world that people would never believe that this person is abusive. They present themselves either as a gentleman or a nice lady. They dress well, excuse me, and they seem to carry themselves with confidence. They pretend to treat people with respect on the outside, with men by opening doors for ladies, being helpful, and in general, creating the feeling that they can be trusted. An abusive narcissist will build you up at the beginning, giving you compliments, treat you like you're the only person in the world to them. They will make you feel safe with them at first, but down the road, you become almost an afterthought. Your needs stop mattering to them because their needs become your priority. But underneath that charming exterior lurks a person with self-esteem issues and deep insecurities. In private, they may strike out at you first verbally by making you feel inadequate and pointing out your shortcomings to break you down and make you think you are the one with the issues. They may blame you for everything that is wrong in your relationship, or worse, they will start to strike out at you physically and blame you for their violence because you are the problem, not them. On the flip side, the abusive narcissist may have been abused as a child and needs you to be empathetic to their personal issues. And on the flip side, an abusive narcissist may not have been abused, but just the opposite. They were spoiled and made to feel they were above everyone and they are somehow perfect. An abusive narcissist constantly needs reassurances that they are your only priority. The abusive narcissist is only interested in their own agenda. Your goals, your desires, your wants and needs are not on their agenda. The abusive narcissist never apologizes for their actions and always makes excuses or turns things around on you and makes you justify your actions. The abusive narcissist will also most likely tell lies about you in order to belittle you and make people think you are or were the crazy one in the relationship, and that you are or were the one ruining it. Their main goal is to tear you down. In closing, the abusive narcissist has absolutely no remorse for their bad actions and either denies them completely or justifies them. If you have seen these signs, then you're probably involved with an abusive narcissist. A final note, the abusive narcissist can also be a woman. There are plenty of female narcissists out there. You may have encountered them in your friendships. If you find yourself in a friendship or relationship with a narcissist, the best advice I can give is run like the wind in the opposite direction. So I talked about the narc. I'm just going to call them the narc because it's a little easier. I gave a little history lesson before how the word narcissist came about. Was from, I think it was a Greek god or in Greek mythology. It was a guy named Narcissus, and he looked into his own reflection in the water, and he fell in love so much with his own reflection that he could not imagine loving anyone other than himself. And that's where the word narcissist came from. And we're done with the history lesson. So if you've never seen my previous videos or listened to my podcast, it's the name is now the Jewish Stripper Raw and Real. So I'm going to give it to you raw and real with Ala Kaplan. And so I thought I was recording or live earlier. In any case, I'll tell you now, I was in a relationship more than once with a narc. And the narc's main thing first is they are so charming. They want everyone to think that they are the absolute most nicest person that anyone has come across. I remember when I told someone that I was being physically abused in a relationship, said they couldn't believe it. This was the face they made. He's the nicest guy, that he's so sweet. And so the first thing that they will do is they make you feel comfortable. And as I was comparing them earlier to someone who is a groomer, and a groomer can be someone who is preparing someone for something. That's why they're called a groomer. Like pedophiles prepare children for the actions that they're going to later take with them. What they do is, you know, they may give them compliments and take them out into on fun activities. In the case with children and with adults, it's the same. That the narc is going to groom you. They're going to prepare you by doing nice things for you, very nice things for you. Like, you know, they're going to cook you dinner, take you out to fun places. They're going to do nice things with you. They're going to draw you a bath. They're going to give you a massage. They're going to give you lots of compliments, tell you how, you know, good looking you are, or how great you make them feel being around them, how wonderful it is and fun to be with you. And so they're, in essence, they're reeling you in like a fish, slowly reeling you in to make you trust them. The main thing is that they need you more than you need them. Remember that. And also understand that narcs don't choose losers. Narcs choose winners. Always remember that. It's not you who's the crazy one. It's not you who is being crazy or paranoid. They see something in you that they need. They see a goodness in you. They see in you a benevolent person, which is the opposite of malevolent. Malevolent is someone who does bad things on purpose. That's basically like a malicious person. A malevolent person is someone who is going to gaslight you. They're going to pick fights on purpose so that everything can come back on you. They can turn it around on you. Remember that they do not choose losers. Narcs choose winners. A winner being someone with a kind heart, a good soul, someone generous, loving, affectionate, someone giving of themselves. They need that because they want to show the world that if they can be with someone good, that means that they are good. It's not you at all. I know that it's probably very difficult for someone to leave a relationship if they're in a marriage and they have children with this person. And it's difficult because the children are growing up with the narc. With men, it's often that they may be cheaters, And we talked about in previous videos that in this series that, you know, cheaters are often going to turn things around on you. I gave an example previously. I gave an example one time, I think, that I found a condom under my bed with one of my exes. And I am obviously can't wear a condom unless it's one of those female condoms. I don't think they make them anymore. But they, if anyone ever knew what a female condom was, you inserted it inside. And basically, that was a female condom. So I found a condom under the bed. And of course, the first thing that was said to me was, "It's not mine, it's yours. You must be the cheater. You had someone here. You had another guy here." And that's gaslighting. Gaslighting is turning things around and making things, instead of about them, to try and make it about you. So the narcissist, of course, the narc is going to turn things around. And the one thing that they're going to make you do is think that you're the crazy one, that you must be out of your mind because they have been supposedly so kind to you in the past. But down the road, you know, when things are not as good as they were in the beginning, that's the truth, the sign of a narc is things were great in the beginning. You were the only one they wanted to spend time with. And then eventually they start to ignore you. And as I was saying, your needs become secondary. The only need that is number one in a narc's life is to appear to be a benevolent, kind, generous, loving, caring person, not to you, but to the outside world. And the reason that one of the reasons that they need to appear kind and gentle and wonderful to the outside world is because then they can tear you down in front of those people. If you say something to someone negative about them, that person's going to make that face that, "Oh my God, I can't believe that." No, it can't, it's impossible. Because they're so nice. And so the other people are also have been charmed into thinking that you're the crazy one. And how could someone so charming possibly be an abusive person physically or emotionally or both? Mentally, emotionally, on every level. So the other thing that the narc is going to do is that they're going to, like I said, tear you down in front of others and make it so that it's unbelievable that those must be lies. You must be the liar. But what they're also doing is you're their what's called supply. You're their supply. And when you become disenchanted with the relationship, when you become disgruntled, you're like a disgruntled employee. You know, the honeymoon is over. The honeymoon phase is over and you're starting to catch on to their lies. You're starting to catch on to, and they may say they're sorry. They're always going to say that they're sorry about whatever it is that they did, whether it was physically abusive or mentally abusive. They're going to say they're sorry, but they're not sorry, obviously, because they did it again. Whatever they did, they keep doing it. And someone, who's not sorry is going to keep repeating the behavior until you take away the supply, and the supply is you. You're the supply that they need. They can't function without you because you're supporting them, and you're supporting them, whether it's emotionally or even maybe financially. But you're their emotional support. You're there to give them that constant validation that they need, that you're, you know, you're in love with them and you care for them and you're not going anywhere is the main thing. The main focus for the narc is that you won't leave them. That's another thing. They're very into making sure that you don't leave them. And the violence or the emotional abuse and the violence is to keep you there. I don't know what happened there. That's to keep you there. And once you remove yourself, if you remove yourself from the situation, you have removed the supply. You have actually removed yourself from the situation and you're no longer their supply. Now, I was talking about the grooming earlier. With grooming, you have to remember they may be, if they're a cheater, they may be grooming someone else to replace you. They will groom someone else steadily, eventually. It's like the chick on the side. You know, the chick on the side is, hey, you know, I'm never going to leave my wife. I love her. You're my side thing. But eventually the side thing may become the main thing because the main thing has left and it's gone and the supply is gone. And now we need a new person to fix, give them that emotional fix that they need constantly. They constantly need that emotional fix. They constantly need that validation. They constantly need that repetitive emotional goodness from the winner, the new winner. That's the person that's being groomed is the new winner. There's something good about them, and they always need to affiliate themselves with good people, because if they're with good people, that means they're good people. And that is just a little synopsis of the narcissistic personality. Remember, I know it's difficult, probably. Like I said, I can't put myself in the shoes of someone who's in a abusive relationship, in a marriage, or if you have children with someone and they're raising children together with that person. So it was easy for me to leave because I didn't have that. And what I can tell you is, like I said, never, ever blame yourself. Going back to that, it can be women too. A narcissist is just as dangerous. It can be in a friendship, not a relationship. Females, I'm sure there's plenty. I'm sure there would be plenty of lesbian relationships where someone is a narcissist as well, where someone is abusive. I'm sure, absolutely certain that there can be female narcissists, and I've experienced that in my friendships where it was always about the other person and their needs and their wants and their everything about them was the most important thing in the world, and whatever I needed was secondary. So I don't know if I'm going to do maybe another episode continuing down this line. And I don't know if there'll be another episode next week, because we're coming out, or the week, well, maybe next week, but, you know, it's holidays time and everyone's shopping and getting ready to do their Thanksgiving thing. So I'm going to try to come back and do one every Monday, but most likely the week of Thanksgiving, it won't happen. But I appreciate, if you want to engage, I appreciate you watching, listening. And if you want to engage with comments and or you want to inbox me, I'm open to any suggestions also for future episodes. And please, if you would like to be a guest on the show, and I'm open to pretty much all topics, if you would be interested in being a guest on this video podcast venture that I'm trying out my hand at, please inbox me or, you know, chat with me. I would love to hear what you think. And I appreciate you watching and listening and letting me take up your TV evening time. So thank you very much. And I'm signing off now. And sorry for being late, but better late than never.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.